The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? It's wow, this is episode 75. Just trucking along here from Radioland. Thank you for listening in. I appreciate you doing that. If you like it, tell somebody. Share it around. I've thought long and hard about some of the things I wanted to get into this time around, and you know, it just seems sort of appropriate that we talk about the news in certain aspects. I mean, because that's what I do, you know, really. Over at Radio Memphis, I'm on the air in the morning, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. radio-memphis.com. If you're familiar with this podcast but not familiar with Radio Memphis, give it a listen. You might dig it. A lot of people do. And that's a good thing, because we really enjoy doing that, and that's a cool thing. And Kate and I have this thing in the mornings. We joke about this quite heavily, actually. It's sort of a running gag about the morning news meeting that we have. There's this perception amongst people that All the news sources out there get together, even though they're competing with each other, mind you, that they all get together and that they've decided of how things are, what's going to be covered that day. What's, and more importantly, there are people who think what's not being covered. There's this whole distraction thing. You know, people get worked up about it. You know, it's it's funny because, you know, this whole thing with this Confederate flag business is it's disguising the fact that other things are happening, and you're not going to hear about it because the local news and news media in general don't want you to know about these things. That's complete bullshit, people. If you're buying that, if I got something to sell you, it's funny to me how people really think like that. You know, yeah, there's so many places in the world to get your news, you know, to find out what's happening in the world. You know, it doesn't take much to look it up. And that's just it. You know, if you're interested in and what's happening in, say, the Middle East, you can look it up, and you can get several different news sources giving you the lowdown on what's going on. And then, you know, from, you know, yeah, there's bias in everything, and then from there, you know, you look at all the sides of it, and you can kind of get a rough idea of what's happening. And as a result of that, we've eliminated, I think, you know, how people, you know, you don't just sit down in front of the television and watch your evening news that much anymore. It's not as big of a thing. I worked in that industry for a while, and it's a fascinating world. It really is. And yes, there are news meetings within the station itself, but it's not, you know, this global conspiracy, or at least an American conspiracy. Because that's what, it's funny, people actually sit there and they go, well, you know, the only reason why you're seeing all these stories is because they're hiding something from you. No, it's not true. It's not true at all. Here's the basic bottom line about how news coverage works in this world. You're only going to see, like, especially in television news or in your newspaper or a news site, a website that you go there, for the most part, you're going to, the stories are aggregated in a sense that it's going to be about what people are talking about, because ultimately a content provider, whether it's a television station or a website, they are trying to, you know, get the most bang for their buck. It makes sense, right? They're attracting more people to it. So it's, you know, if because you're seeing a lot of stories about this whole Confederate flag business, that's because that's what everybody's talking about. If you're reading a story about, or you're hearing a story about some mass shooting someplace, some crazed nut job goes into a building and shoots a bunch of people, people talk about these things, and therefore it becomes coverage. You know, in one of the later examples, there was a lot of talk about, well, you know, this Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. Nobody was talking about it because we were all consumed with the Confederate flag. And the reason why you didn't see too much coverage on the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, was really quite simple. No one gave a shit about it. And is that a crying shame? Perhaps. I don't know. If you're into that sort of thing, if you find that interesting and you need to know about it, you, as a person that would be affected by this, would research that, wouldn't you? You would want to know. There's no excuse for not knowing anything in this world. It really has come down to that. And that's what's so fascinating to me, is that there are people who say, well, you're not telling me about this. Look, you're not going to get the complete story on anything unless you're actually there and you can form your own opinion. That's how that works. It's just that simple. And the fact that there are people who think that we all sit around at a conference call and we go, okay, kids, today we're doing stories about this or that. I mean, it's... Well, we're not going to talk about any of this business or that business because we feel it upsets too many people. It doesn't work that way. And if you do believe that, really, you really need to have your head examined. You know, for those that try to assert some sort of meaning beyond what the actual facts are, is really quite impressive as well. You know, it's people that like to, you know, bend the facts to make the story feel as though it is to their bent, to their opinion, you know. You know, you look at, you know, anything that involves any type of religious controversy is always big fun for news outlets. Because really all the news guys are doing is just laying it out there. They're just giving you food for thought. They're giving you fodder to carry into your conversation. If it's to provoke an outrage, then they've done their job correctly. And what they're going to do is just wave that in front of your face. That's precisely how that works. You know, there's this whole buffet of things that you can go with. And for example, let's talk about like religion inside of politics. And one of the prime examples was the marriage equality stuff that the Supreme Court recently, you know, came through for in the United States. And it allows, you know, same-sex couples to get married and enjoy the same benefits as other married couples that have been the thing. And people get so worked up about it. They really just freaked out. Down around here, down in Memphis, they went nuts. You know, between the... It's been a tough week to be a redneck, I'll tell you that. Because they pulled the Confederate flag down in the South, for the most part. And they allowed gay people to get married, and it's if you're a Southern white conservative person, you ain't gonna like that very much. But see, that's just it. It's the progress of the New South, and you know, you have to look at it on those terms. And yeah, you don't see it quite like that. And that, you know, and to be honest with you, none of this affects anybody unless you're gay and don't like, you know, slavery. Which pretty much encompasses a pretty good chunk of people, but at the same point, whether two guys want to get married or not, it really has no bearing on what you want to do with your life if you're not gay, does it? Destroys the sanctity of marriage. Yeah, let's run that. I can name some names. I mean, we got Britney Spears, Cher was one, Kim Kardashian. Yeah, I know there are a bunch of broads that I'm mentioning too, but there was a lot of guys too that messed it all up too. So before you get into the whole sanctity of marriage thing, let's take a look at ourselves before we start becoming a little too, you know, finger pointy. Because that's the other issue, too, is you had county clerks in some places not far from here that had resigned their office over this whole gay marriage thing. They had said, we're not going to issue licenses to same-sex couples because it goes against my religion. My religion says... You know, and I follow Jesus and I follow a Christian path and it says that I should not be involved in the forward momentum of gay people getting married. It's against my religion. What these people fail to understand is that they have no problem issuing or accepting complaints or filings of divorce, which the Bible and Jesus specifically is pretty clear about. He's not a huge fan of it, by the way, for those who haven't read it. He didn't say anything about gay couples. Jesus never said a damn thing about it. But he did have something to say about divorce. And you might want to look it up. So these people that sit there and go, well, I'm not issuing no permits for marriage for same-sex couples because it's against what Jesus taught. You people need to read the book before you make those types of judgments. It's tough. I know. I get it. It's, you know, it's hard. It's hard to live your life in that sheltered environment where you think that this is, it's my way or the highway, when it's not really possible to do so, because, you know, the hobnailed boot of the man is thoroughly implanted onto your neck to keep you from living the life you want to lead. Excuse me, I don't see where this is stopping you from doing the things that you choose to do. Yes, we still live in a free country, for the most part. I get to enjoy, one of my favorite things I get to enjoy about this is the freedom of speech. Not one person has come in to censor anything that I have ever said. Not in 75 episodes. Well, this is the 75th. We'll see how this goes. But nobody. You know why? Because people like you and people all over the world have this thing called free will. You have the right to decide on what you want to listen to or not. If you don't like this, don't listen to it. It's that simple. If you do like it, listen to it. If you find that there's some people out there who like this, and you can tell them about it. Or if there's like-minded people that feel like you do and hate certain things, then you can share something along those lines. I think hates is such a strong word in the world that we live in. And you know, that's, well, I'm offended by this. Let me tell you, I'm offended about us as a country, as a nation, going into other countries and nations and invading them and killing their people. For what reason? There's I've never gotten a clear answer as to why we've been involved in the past two wars we've been involved in. Aside from the fact that all I seem to hear is, well, that's the American way. That's the way we do things here, man. And by God, we need to be back in there. There's talk, there's rumblings of wanting to start another war in the Middle East, depending on which political party winds up getting into control. I'm offended by that. I think death, government sanctioned or not, is a fairly offensive thing, but we've embraced that in this country. It's what we do. I think it's far better for two people, whether they are the same sex or not, it's far better if they loved each other and took care of each other than it was to pull a gun or a knife on somebody and kill them or cut their head off. There are people who believe wholeheartedly that we should display these videos of abject violence from groups like ISIS. We should everybody should see these things. You know, I don't agree with that. If I had a child, there are certain movies I wouldn't want them to watch, and there's certainly the case in real life. Because a very difficult conversation does tend to happen. These, you know, you take a kid to an action movie and they get it. They understand. It's, you know, there's no such things as dinosaurs, and yet they're romping around on the big screen and they're tearing people's heads off and they're doing all this other fun stuff. That's what they do. But when you have stuff that's real and it's far more horrific, then it becomes a much more difficult time to explain things to those who don't quite get it. Then all of a sudden there's this installation of fear, and that's what some people, I think, find more important than anything else, that we should scare the crap out of each other thinking that's going to happen. I don't need to see the reality of it. I live it. I see it all the time. I can't get away from it, it seems. I mean, sure, I could turn off the television. I can turn off the internet. I can go to other places. And I can choose to get my news in an unbiased fashion. I would like that. I would like that. Because there are, you know, there are people that swear by, and I'm going to name it, there are people that swear by Fox News as being, that's the end all to be all. Despite the fact that they have been caught many, many times openly and just prevarication after prevarication, just a never-ending stream of lies. And then they turn around and recant it and go, oh, you know, we didn't mean it quite like that. It was all taken out of context. Sure, NBC News with the whole Brian Williams scandal and the whole thing about how it was all sort of, you know, shuffled under the rug, and they had given the guy a 6-month suspension. He gets to keep his job. He's going to another part of the network to be a reporter. God, man, in my day, they would have fired his ass. There wouldn't have been no suspension. There would have been no warning shot. There'd have been nothing. Dude, you fucked up. You lied to your people. You're done. Get out. I mean, right now there's this scourge, if you will, of stories, especially in social media. And by God, people, if you're getting your news from Facebook, stop it. Just stop it. Because there are so many people out there who think that the pushing of a fake news story that is written as the real deal, which is an outright lie, that's laid out in front of you, is what you should, is how you should consume your news. These stories are written intentionally to provoke you. I mean, there was a story one of them that came to mind a couple of weeks back about Ted Nugent, Uncle Ted, the crazy rock and roll guy. All right, he's notoriously conservative, and he gets very political at times, and he's actually quite amusing, to be honest with you, because he's just crazy. I don't know that I want to spend any time with a guy, but that's just how he is. And there was a story that had come out where he had said that that he believed that Native Americans should go back to where they came from. Now, it's silly, I know, because a simple thought, those of you who know your history would understand just how ludicrous that statement was. You'd be surprised at how many people bought it. The comments in the story were frightening. Even though the site, the website, I don't even remember the name of the website, it wasn't The Onion, but it was a lot like that. It was just a satirical news site. And at the very bottom of the page, it actually says, this is a comedy site. This is for entertainment purpose. This is satirical news. But by God, there were all these crazed animals that had sided with Ted on this, and they went, yeah, you're right, man. Let's get them out of here. I know. Well, I'll just sign me up. I'll help you move these bastards back where they came from. Hello. I don't have the heart to tell you the fact that the Native Americans are Native Americans for a fucking reason. Because we're the ones that had invaded it. That was the whole point of the gag. And there were people that picked it up and shared it. And it's like, oh my God, can you people make yourselves look any more stupid? Is this why the United States has become the laughingstock of the rest of the world? I mean, look what's happening in Europe. The EU over there is having a hell of a time trying to keep their shit together because Greece has run out of money. And there was this whole thing about the EU wanting to bail them out and not bail them out and take some money to help them out and do this and all this. And finally, the Greeks put their foot down and said, you know what? No, take your EU and shove it up your ass. We're ready to try this without you. And now the EU is crumbling. Whether you like it or not, how you feel about it, that's your opinion. But the fact of the matter is that's what's happening. And it could change global economy to a completely different, especially in Europe. And that's a big deal because it affects the economies of all of the countries there. And meanwhile, they sit there and they look at us, this country that right now looks ridiculous. It really does. It looks ridiculous. You know, can you believe they're still arguing over the Civil War that ended damn near 200 years ago? You know, it's just, there are people out there that are still arguing as to what the Civil War was fought over. They're still saying that. It's not about slavery. Hello? Look at your history. Read the Declaration of Cause from each of the states that was written before these states left the nation. And the first and second paragraphs, usually, the word slavery came up, and it was in defense of it. But nobody wants to look at that because it's about heritage and it's about pride. Pride in what? Meanwhile, a whole nation's economy has just went into the dumper, and the people there are trying to figure out how to survive. They have a limit as to how much money they can pull out of an ATM every day. There are people who have lost their retirement as a result of it. There are people that are losing their money. They're going through a Great Depression of some sort, and they're having to reinvent their own economic system without having these people just go completely apeshit and burn the country to the ground. that's stuff that you watch because I admire these people in a way. I know they're struggling and they're hurting, but they're taking an active interest in what's going on. Here in this country, they all freak out because a Civil War general that was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan, one of the guys that created the damn organization, they're having to relocate his body. It's here in Memphis, by the way. It's in a park. And the city council in Memphis decided that it was time to move him to this other cemetery. And I did a show from there called it's Elmwood Cemetery. It's a beautiful, absolutely beautiful place, and a lot of history there. In fact, I need to go do another show out there. But the point being is that when Nathan Bedford Forrest, when it was in his will that he and his wife be buried at Elmwood. And after his death, it was decided, no, let's honor the guy and build a park around the guy in Midtown, and we'll put him there. And it's just now to the point where people have freaked out enough where it's time to move him out. And there's these people around here that are going crazy. They're saying, well, you're erasing our history. No, we're not erasing your history. We're just putting it back into the museum. If you want to go see his grave, it's going to be made available to you. It's no problem. History is not going anywhere. And those folks out there that just go crazy for this drive me mental, as my wife says. It just makes me mental. It's not a complicated thing, really. Just open your eyes. Yes, is the news covering everything you want to know? No, absolutely not. Is there information out there that you want to know about right now? Absolutely. It's there. It's available at your fingertips. Remember, we've talked about this before. If you're listening to the show on your mobile device, on your phone, you know, think about it. While this podcast is going, you could open up a web browser or go to Wikipedia or wherever, and you could type in any subject you want to know about, and there will be an answer. It may not be the one you like, but there will be an answer. And for the most part, it's allowed for you to alter that or to add to it or contribute to it in some fashion that is correct and truthful. The sum collective knowledge of all of humanity is literally available at your fingertips. But for some strange reason, everybody seems to point their fingers at the media for telling you about it because you're not getting the full story. To bring it back into full circle, in the morning show at Radio Memphis, we've often said this. If you're looking to us to get all of the facts on some big story, you're looking in the wrong place. We're here to entertain. It's a completely different story. We devoted an hour, I think it was the other day, to the story about the little macaque monkey that was a resident, it still is, a resident of the Memphis Zoo had escaped and had a wild 48-hour deal out just wandering about. To me, that was news. Does it affect you? Absolutely not. Did it entertain you? I hope so, because that was the goal of it. Oh, we learned about what a macaque is and how many different breeds or species are within the macaque family of monkeys. And there was a sighting that one had seen him on a college campus when that opened up the doors that she was joining a sorority, or she's driving around Midtown, you know, rolling dirty, whatever the case may be. It was hilarious to me. That was fun. My job in the pseudo news and entertainment world that I live in is to not to distract you, but to give you a break from the blood, from the bullets, from the bullshit that exists in everyday life. By God, we get so much of it and we are inundated with it. And to sit down and to tell you about a little cute little 12-pound monkey that got loose. And how they caught, which by the way, for those of you who care, they caught her. She's back in her enclosure. She had a wild ride. She had fun, but she lived in a zoo, and zoos lose their animals from time to time. And to me, that is just hysterical. It's absolutely hysterical. And that's the kind of news that I like. And hopefully, you know, for you, that's something to consider as well. You know, because come on. I mean, how much of this depressing crap can you put up with? I mean, we're getting into the season now. You're probably in the next, I would say probably in the next 3 or 4 months, where Facebook is going to be just insufferable. You know that, don't you? Those of you with Facebook pages are probably thinking quite seriously about deleting them. I do it every damn time there's an election coming up, because that's what I'm getting at. There's going to be all of this hoo-ha about this person and that person. I'm going to attack this. I'm going to attack that. And there's going to be, you're going to see a lot of hate. And that shit just tunes me right out. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you're putting into office. It really doesn't. Because they own you. They don't give a shit about you. I've said it a million times. And the sooner you get that through your head, the sooner life becomes a little more enjoyable. All you can try and do is act like the big goalie. Keep the ball back into play. Try not and lose as much as you can. It'll be okay. Because somewhere in this world, there might be a monkey that gets out of the zoo, and high comedy will ensue.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
I hate this. I hate and hate and hate and hate and hate. Oh, my God. People go crazy over that. And that's kind of what led me into what I wanted to get into this in this episode was hate. And it's laughable. It really is laughable, perhaps in a sick, twisted way, but it is. It's laughable. When somebody sits there and goes, God hates fags. Well, I don't know that's an accurate statement. I hear gunfire every fucking night. I hear gunfire. And nobody gives a shit. I know cops. I'll be out in the street talking to them. Hey, Rick, how's it going? Hey, man, how's it going? It's good to see you. How's it going? You know, got the windows down. You know, he's sitting in his car. And you can hear it a few blocks away. Bang, 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 bang. Well, what do you think that was? Well, I think it was a 9mm. I don't know. That may have been a 40 cal. I don't know. Aren't you going to go check it out? My backup is getting donuts.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. You can subscribe to the show through iTunes, Player.fm, TuneIn, and Stitcher. You can also listen online and download past episodes at radio-memphis.com.
I didn't quite mean to end that on a poem, but it worked out that way. It's just, you know, what's what happens when you're talking freelance like that. Hey, listen, folks, again, my thanks to all of you who tune into this or tune in or dial up or whatever it is, or you download, you click the play, whatever it is that it takes for you to listen to this podcast. I appreciate it. I appreciate each and every one of you for doing so. It means so much to me when you do it. And I see a lot of people share it, and that's wonderful. Thank you for doing that. And I ask you to continue to do that if you don't mind. It'd be real nice if you did. I want to try and keep it commercial free. Got an experiment going right now. There's a possibility that commercials may wind up in this thing. And I believe, and I still believe, and I probably always will, that commercials don't need to need to be a part of this. And if that's the case, that's so be it. And there's a way for you to prevent that if you'd like. If you go to our host site that handles this podcast, which is rickcheddar.podbean.com, that's the home of it. It's where it's hosted. At the very top of the page, you'll see a green button that says Become a Patron. If you can, and if you'd like, strictly up to you. Throw a couple of bucks in per episode. It helps keep the monsters at bay. It keeps the whole thing going. And it allows us to really kind of expand and do some more stuff that we really need to do. It's expensive kind of putting these things on. A lot of time goes into it. And we want you to have the top quality programming that you deserve. That's just it. You deserve it. And we want to give that to you as best as we possibly can. You know, and if this doesn't work, you know, it's no big deal. I'm not going to hate anybody for it. It's just we'll just back up and we'll try something else. And probably the insertion of commercials will be an issue. You know, maybe that's what you want. And if that's what it is, you know, I'm okay with that too. Not necessarily a big fan of it, but I get it. I know how that's the way the world works. And, you know, we'll go on. I don't think art should be free. And to certain extents, it can be. And this program is available to you at no cost. The only cost to you, the only ticket to admission, is maybe you have to listen to some commercials. And that may be the way we go. Or you can avoid that. Become a patron. There's, you know, you heard how to do it. Go to radio, Rick Cheddar from rickcheddar.podbean.com. Look for Become a Patron at the top. Or go to the written home, which is at blogspot.com. Look for rickcheddar.blogspot.com. And you'll see a very similar logo there in the upper right-hand corner. It says Become a Patron. And click on it. It takes you to the Podbean page, and you can see exactly what it's about. There's a little video there that sort of explains why we're trying it out. So give it a shot. In the meantime, also, I was remiss, and because it's so brand new, I forget to mention it. If you'd like to write the show, if you'd like to book the show, yes, we're taking bookings now. Would you like for us to come do the show in your place? in your public home, in your public spot. You want a bunch of people to come in and we'll bring a guest and have some fun. We can do that. If you'd like to, you can drop us a line, or just if you have any basic comment you want, you don't want it to be a public comment, you want to just, speak your mind, drop us a line, radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. That's the email address for the show, radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. Drop us a line, say hello. If you like us, you can tell us about it. If you don't like it, tell us about it. Whatever it is that you like, I might even respond to it. More than likely, I'll respond to everything that comes in. So drop us a line, say hello. If you've got any questions, anything like that, that's what we're here for. Radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. It's just that simple. And that's how you reach Radio Land. Kind of cute, huh?
Yeah, we stayed up all night coming up with that one.
No, not in the least. So there you go. That's it for this time. Thank you. You've heard what's coming up next week. We'll see you then. Until then, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Hey, and don't let the bastards get you down, right? The old saying goes. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radio Land.
Proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more audio on demand, go to radio-memphis.com.